In the 2 o'clock, Petrus brought him to a big hall. In the hall there were many tables, and around the tables, around each table I should say, something like 5 stolitzas. In the center of each table there was a big bowl with the food, and there were 5 spoons, but long spoons, in the bowl. So because it was 2 o'clock, the doors of the hall opened and many, many people came, and always 5 people sat on one table around the bowl in the center, and they waited for the signal. a cannon was exploding, and immediately they all started to eat like anything. And while they were eating, they were cursing each other. "Don't eat so much. You are taking away what is meant for me. Don't say this." And there was really struggling and quarreling. And then again the sound came. It was the end of the meal. They got up and they left the hall. It was a very luxurious hall. Everything looked very nice. And Petrus said, "That was hell. Would you now like to see heaven?" The man said, "Yes." And Petrus said, "We can't go now. We have to wait until it is 6 o'clock, the next meal." So they came when it was 6 o'clock into an hall which looked almost identical, same. When it was 6 o'clock, people sat down. There was the same tables, the same bowl in the center with the evening meal, and the same long spoons. And then the meal started. Sharira vichaja, with a prayer. Not a cannonball. No, a prayer. They were all saying a prayer. I don't know the prayer, I have forgotten it, but I was once there, and I may remember it a little later. So, but the way they ate was entirely different. They all took the same spoons and started to feed the person next to them. And they sometimes started to feed the person before them. And they were talking about God, Vilyana. They talked about nice things which had happened during the day. And when everyone had eaten, they were in a very high energy, a nice feeling of friendship amongst them, and they were extremely satisfied. And Pedro said, "That's heaven." It's a wise little story which tells us the difference between heaven and hell. Hell is everyone for himself, struggling like anything. And heaven is to create a community of care. A community where you are really thinking of the other person first. Like the way they ate. They were just using the spoons to just give to the other person in front of them, or next to them. And it is exactly this community of care which we try to create in our Bhakti Sangha meetings. Well, I believe we try to create this atmosphere, but during the meetings itself, we are more or less concentrating on Krishna and on spiritual encouragement and enlivenment. But I believe the community of care we try to create in our lives, that is what the bhaktas, the devotees of Krishna, try to create. And an ethical value or an understanding where you really try to care for others. There is one verse in the Bhagavatam which says, the self-effulgent Vaikuntha planets, that's the spiritual world, cannot be obtained by someone who is not compassionate. You know, compassion is samilas. You need to actually have this mood, Philip, to really think of others and to try to elevate others, and then only you are qualified to enter the heaven. In our little analogy, heaven means Vaikuntha. Huh? Vaikuntha is the spiritual world. So today, Lemo, we have to report to you and all the devotees who were not there, and Sasha and Anna Mariana. No, not Anna Mariana. Mariana. Today we went to a wonderful piece in Bielova. Wonderful piece of land. And there we actually want to create a little spiritual paradise. And while I was there, I could see everything already. I could see houses. I could see devotees going in the morning for the conference place or temple place. And I could see many, many people coming to the conferences and presentations where there will be yoga, but also spiritual theater. It's very important part of any spiritual tradition to put what is called our idea is to build the cosmic stage, to rebuild the cosmos in a small room called the theater. But really we want to create the theater as a cosmic space where all of reality is there, and people can feel it when they are sitting there and look on the cosmic stage and see themselves there. So I could see all this in my inner eyes, and I think it is only time which is separating us. However, we need to all make one step of evolution if we want to create this heaven on earth, so to say, this Vaikuntha. And that is, we all need to enter the community of care. If we don't do that, then we won't create such a project. We need to become carers so that we are qualified to enter through the doors into the cosmic hall called Vaikuntha, no? That spiritual place. And actually we practice doing this when we do kirtan. Do you know, when we do kirtan, we have our own mental energies, all of us have our thoughts, all of us have our I know, our own little svet, our own little world. But when we do kirtan, we actually come together and in one vibration, that is, we sing together and we leave our own little world for a moment, our own little svet, and we we harmonize our energies. If we all concentrate, Biljana sings with her devotional feelings, Philip sings, Lemoji sings and brings brings himself into the space of the kirtan. We actually meet in that space of the kirtan, nu, and the kirtan, the sound vibration, which we all sing together, will do something with us. Not only do we leave our own little world and meet in this new experience of singing together, no, the song or the kirtan vibration will take us and elevate us and elevate our energy fields, if you so want, our inspiration, and bring us to a new dimension. And in that new dimension, if we are really successful in kirtan, we will experience something which is called anahata nada. Now, for this word, we will need Irena to help us translate it into Croatian, because it's a complicated word. Anahata means the unstruck sound. You know, when you have a piano, you make like ping, and you hit on a chord or whatever it is, and you make a sound, bang. So that's the struck sound, a sound which we have struck with something, with our vocal cords. We can also struck a sound, Sa-ga-ma-ri-sa-ga-ra-mi-sa-ga. That's the struck sound. But when we experience kirtan, that is when we leave our world, bring our energies to the new space, and when we are, you know, that by the sound vibration move to the next level, then we will experience the unstruck sound, that is sound which we don't make. Unstruck sound, how do we say this? It's a difficult word. Huh? The sound which we have not made, maybe, like that. How do we say that? Yes, yes. We meet actually the eternal sound, Sasha, the spiritual sound, the sound of God. That is what we feel when we are in a good kirtan. Like I think we all felt on Sunday a little bit, how, ooh, there's a different sound is here. So that we can feel. So I want to invite you to now we have heard enough theory, no more theory. Please, we want to sing. Did I bring my cartels or should? I'm sorry. Wow, Lemo, I can't believe it. Have you made it?
That's why it doesn't look good.
No, it looks excellent. Yeah. I'm sorry, I have. No, I'll do this. I'm sorry, I have a little cold, so I have to get the. It will be gone at the end of the evening.